Hallelujah. 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 What a Savior. Hallelujah. What a friend, dear Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
To encounter your glory and your power. Father, tonight that we want to know more of you. Lord, we want to be touched by your power. We want to be touched by your Holy Spirit. So we yield our heart to you. Lord, we empty ourselves, Lord. Lord, we ask that you rain down upon us with your love and with your Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit move upon us like never before. That the Holy Spirit, Lord, do only what he can do, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, if we ever can give you permission, Lord, we give you all the permission that you ever need, Lord, to do that what you want to do in this precious meeting. Father, break in and break through, Lord. Father, show up and show out so that your people know that you are glorious, that you are powerful, and you are in the midst of your people, in you enthroned the praise of your people, Lord. Father, when you are with your people, everything is possible. Hallelujah. So, Father, come, Lord. Hallelujah. Stretch your mighty hand, Lord. Breathe upon each one of us, Lord. And lift our spirit up. And open our heart and open our mind. Father, fill us with the spirit and the and praise and worship because you are worthy, Lord. The land who is land is worthy to be praised. So tonight, Lord, every fiber of being, Lord, every part of faculty, Lord, shall be filled with praise unto you because you are just so worthy, so glorious, so powerful. So move, Lord, take your place tonight. Hallelujah, that without you, we are lost, Lord. Without you strength, without you touching us, Lord, we are getting in vain. But we are not getting in vain because we know that you want to that touch each one of us, and you want to transform us, you want to breathe upon us. So have your way. Jesus, have your way. That's our heart's cry. We will see the King. We will be touched by you, and we will encounter your glory and your power, and the sick will be healed, Lord, and the captive will be set free, because you are the King of glory. You are the King of, you are the miracle worker, Lord, and you are the promise keeper. We give you praise. We give you worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, the love that saw me, found me. Oh, the grace that brought me back to His fold.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, the love that saw me. Oh, the love that brought me. Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. Oh, the love that sought me. Oh, the love that sing it together from the beginning. If you'd like to stand, we could do that as we sing number 50. Thank you. best. Glory, glory to the Father. He was, I guess, a counselor when I heard him say this. And we were in a meeting one time years and years ago. And all of a sudden he began to pray. And he almost was groaning when he began to pray. His first two words were, Abba, Father. But he didn't say it just like that. He didn't say, Abba, Father. He said, Abba, Father. And then he repeated again. Thought he had a stomach ache or something. He's having a hard time. Abba, Father. And then he changed it. He didn't say Abba, Father the third time. He said, Dear Daddy. And I thought, that's strange. I didn't know what he was really referring to or thinking about until I I heard later on, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can ask Sister Wen, because it's probably in that seven-page thinking of our Father, that Abba, Father. Abba means dear Daddy. It's a term of endearment. And our Father is a dear Daddy. Now, I don't want to make it, you know, cheapen his position and who he is, but when you think of it in those terms, like a loving father would love the request of their child. And that relationship that a child has with the father is dear. And he is dear. He is so precious to us. And he is sovereign Lord, and he is high above every other principality and power. And he has a name that is above every name, and Father, our Father. But part of that is also dear Daddy. And how he delights to have his children ask. Ask, and it shall be given to you. You have not, because you ask not. Well, I don't have to ask, because he knows already. He knows already what I know he knows already what I need. He sure does. But yet it says in the Bible, ask. You don't have because you don't ask. Well, it's understood. Well, ask anyway. And he delights to give good things. One place it says. He delights to give good things to those who ask him. Another place, it's kind of a cross-reference. He delights to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Dear Father, dear Daddy, my Father who is in heaven, you're going to give me something good tonight, tomorrow, every day. And I'm going to keep asking. You don't get tired of it. You know, sometimes earthly fathers get tired. Their kids nag a little bit. They want ice cream a million times a day or something. No. All right, enough already. Stop asking. I don't think that our Father ever says, stop. I'm tired of it already. Stop asking. I think he likes it. I think he likes to hear his children say, dear Dad, Father in heaven, I come to the throne of grace and I ask. Little things, big, large things, everything. It says, the Lord said, ask of me. Ask of me. And I will give to you, and this is talking with his son, but I think we can be included in this also. Ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. And as our brother, I don't even know which brother it was, I'm going to have to take a guess, but whoever that was who testified behind me, what a wonderful thing that after those years and 20 years, he sought me. My father sought me out because my father knew where I was, and my father loved me, and I was way down deep in sin. I didn't know him, but he sought me, and he drew me, and he took me to the fold, wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. And as I was hearing that testimony, I thought again of Brother Peter's request that we pray for any of those in the camp, in the village, or Natick or Nonantum, that they all find Jesus. I'm going to ask him soon when I see him next. Do you know who? Are they all saved? Now, he may not know the answer to that. I don't know. But I wonder, Lord, have you done something yet for these boys? And we want to pray for them. But I thought also, maybe there are others, not necessarily here tonight, but maybe there are others that are on our hearts. I know there's prayer this morning in the time of prayer in the room for those that are lost. And I think of specific people, of some of us, some of you that are here, specific ones who knew, followed, belonged to the Lord and were sheep of his pasture, but they got lost. They got lost for various reasons. They got lost. And tonight they're lost. And maybe it's been 20 years. Or maybe not, but maybe it's been a while, but Jesus loves them. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And they're in the process, perhaps tonight, of perishing. But he died on the cross that we don't have to perish, but have eternal life. And like a father pitieth his children, he goes after and he seeks to save those that are lost. And maybe we could just pray together tonight for those that are wondering, that are still down deep in sin, that haven't yet heard the voice of the Father, the Good Shepherd, calling them. And he wants us to ask him, Sovereign Lord, Creator of heaven and earth, says, I want you to ask me. I want you to ask me. Well, Lord, I don't know how you know. No, ask me. And I'm not going to name specifics because I don't know specific names to name, but the Lord knows the ones on your heart. And Lord, tonight we just would bow, take a moment in this meeting, because you are a good Father. And Lord, there are those that have strayed. But Lord, we thank you that you stand by the front door. It's wide open, and you're looking down the road. You're looking for that lost one to return. You're looking for that one who's wayward to come back to Father and home. And Lord, you're not there to bawl them out. You're not there to crack them over the head. You're there with open arms to receive them in your tenderness and in your love. And so, Lord Jesus, we pray right now. Maybe there are those in the village down in the other end of camp. We pray, Lord, that you will save them. Father, that you will be merciful to them, and that you will reach down and draw them and their hearts to yourself. And Lord, we think of souls that you have laid upon our hearts. Lord, souls that we're familiar with, maybe from work, from home, from school, from wherever. But those, Lord, that are not following tonight. But Jesus, we pray and we ask, Lord, would you save that one? Would you save that loved one? Would you save, Lord? We ask tonight, Jesus, because you said to ask. And Lord, give good things. Lord, that would be a good thing. We would rejoice. All heaven would rejoice. And so we know, Lord, it's never hopeless. They're never too far gone, because your hand can reach way, way down to the bottom of the pit and bring out of the miry clay. Oh, Jesus, what a wonderful Savior. What a friend of sinners, lover of souls. So much that while we were yet in our sin, you died for us. The just for the unjust, that you might bring us to God. And so, Lord Jesus, we ask you, we come to you. We ask for that help to be given, salvation to be brought. You and your house shall be saved. Lord, we trust you to do that. We thank you for it, Lord. For Jesus' sake, for your love, for your mercy, and for your grace, we praise you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full and free. Thank you, Lord. Making me whole. Thank salvation so full and free. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.